Hello.
Hello, I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I can talk safely.
Thank you. And am I speaking with Abelardo Gomez?
You are.
Thank you. Now, before, okay, in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron County.
Thank you. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. And just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
75.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaska Native?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of that you have completed in school?
From college.
Thank you. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I don't know.
If you had to decide today, would you lean towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Democratic.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first if you've heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. The first one is Vicente Gonzalez.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Not favorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Extremely unfavorable.
We just have somewhat unfavorable and very unfavorable. How should I record your
very
answer?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. And last, we have Myra Flores.
Well, I don't really know her.
Thank you. And is that never heard of her or no opinion?
I've heard of her, but I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very, very interested.
And in a scale, on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Trump.
Thank you. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colleen Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Allred.
Thank you. And the election for U.S. Congress was being held today for whom to vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Gonzalez.
Thank you. And is that probably Gonzalez or definitely Gonzalez?
Probably Gonzalez.
Thank you. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we'll be finished. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
And would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, or only Spanish at home?
I would say about 50-50. No, maybe 60-40 more English.
Mostly English, but some Spanish?
Yeah,
or Spanish and English?
60% English, 40% Spanish.
So how should I record your answer?
Oh, I have no idea.
Mostly English, but some Spanish, or Spanish and English equally?
I guess just equally.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and your patience, and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.